Okay, we're just starting the top of Ayin Ham and Aleph. Just to review, we just discussed the issue or the question that was raised is whether a Ben Noach is mitzuvah al kedushas Hashem. Does a Ben Noach have a din in kedushas Hashem, or does he not have a din in kedushas Hashem? Abayi suggests, wait, there's seven mitzvahs, not eight mitzvot, so there's no question that there is no kedushas Hashem. Robo said, inu b'chol b'zrayu. That it's not necessarily a separate mitzvah, but it's either a derivative or a subset of all the mitzvot or of one of the mitzvot. And then the Gemara says, "My haviyala, what's the din?" So we brought a proof from the case of Naaman by Elisha. So over there, Naaman tells Elisha, "Listen, please forgive me because I'm going to have to go with my master to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, and even though I don't believe in it, I still have to go because of that. So it might not look good, but I still have to go." So then Elisha says to him, "Lech l'shalom, go ahead, go." So now Rashi points out, the way our Girsa reads, right, Rashi says, okay, even though there's no mitzvah of tochacha when it comes to a ben Noach, Elisha didn't have to chastise him anyway, he doesn't have to correct his ways, but nevertheless, he shouldn't have approved. To approve of something that he does wrong, that's clearly not, he would not do that. So it must be that it was okay for him to do it. It's okay for him to do that, then it means that there's no issue of Kedushat Hashem for a Nochri or for a Ben Noach. So Gemara reads over here, the way we have argued is, Imita lo lemele, habetzino, habeferesio. So if it's the case that he really is mitzuveh in Kedushat Hashem, then he shouldn't have said anything. So they might say, it sounds like from that we just proved that it must be that there is no Kedushat Hashem. The Gemara says, no, can't prove anything from there because it's habetzino, habeferesio. Maybe there is no din of Kedushat Hashem, but because there are no Jews up there, you need 10 Jews to have Kedushat Hashem. But had it been before Asya, had it been in front of 10 Jews, there would be a tzivoy of Kedushat Hashem. That's the way Rashi has it, the Girsa that Rashi has as well. Tosos brings a similar Girsa and then offers another Girsa, and he says that when the Gemara usually says, May Havi Allah, the Gemara is coming to a conclusion. Over here now, we are inconclusive. We don't have an answer to our question. We don't, in the end, we have no answer to our question because we don't know. The case of Elisha Naaman's case is unusual. It's a Bitsina case. It doesn't prove us anything about Kedushat Hashem. So Tosis has an alternative girsa that he brings down that would make it an answer to the question. He says, Lushon, my havi Allah, mashma de maskona de pshituti. It sounds like it's a conclusion. Niriotek asfarim de garsina, like those Gemaras that have the girsa vi im ita lemale. Not lo leimalei like we have over here, but imita leimalei. Right? If there is a din in Kedushat Hashem, say it to him. Tell him about it. So where it says, no, habetzino, habeferesio. Right? There's no pikud of Kedushat Hashem, there's no din or tzivoy of Kedushat Hashem by Ben Noach, and that's the conclusion of the Gemara. So imita leimalei, habetzino, habeferesio. If there was something wrong, he should tell him, no, listen, you're okay because it's Betzina, but that's not the cloud, that's not the derech, that's not, if it was Berhesia, I wouldn't let you. The fact that he doesn't qualify his statement when he speaks to Naaman, he just says, Lech l'shalom, sounds like, yes, no problem. So if it's yes, no problem, then the Gemara is concluding that there is no Kedushat Hashem in Ben Noach. So the way the Girsa, the alternative Girsa that Tosas has means that the Gemara is conclusive that there is no Kedushat Hashem Ben Noach. The Girsa that we have, Rashi's Girsa, the first Girsa in Tosfos, leaves the Gemara inconclusive about the question of whether it's Kedushat Hashem by Ben Noach. Summary of Yudam Rav, Masi Ba'adam Echad Shenatan Einav B'Sha'achat, is a case where an individual, he had fallen in love, but this is really love sick over this woman. Ve'ala libo tina, and his heart got some, I don't know what they call, plaque in it, some sort of blockage, something that was making him weak because of this woman. They asked the Rofim what to do. The only solution for him is to be together with this woman. That he should die and she should not sleep with him. So the Gemara is pretty conclusive here. The Gemara in Psachim deals with this issue even more. So which says, you're allowed to get a cure from anything. Right, the Avodah Zarah, or there, Chutzmei, one of the three cardinal sins. You're not allowed to use any of the three cardinal sins as a Derech Le'Refuah. So it's over here. Just because that's the Refuah for him, we don't allow him to sleep with this woman. So, Matamod Lufanav Arumah. Alright, let her just stand naked. That might be enough to cure the problem. Yamut Ve'al Tamod Lufanav Arumah. No. She should die and not stand naked before him. So, Tisaper Imo Me'achrei HaGeder, let her speak to him from behind the mechitza, behind the fence, just her voice, maybe just her communicating with him would be enough. So it says, Yamut V'lo Tisaper Imo Me'achrei HaGeder. No, he should die and not speak to him from behind the fence. So, Pligi by Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi V'Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni. What's the case here? Chadamar Eshedi Sheita. One of them says she was a married woman. So that's the problem over here. She's a married woman. We're not going to allow him to, number one, sleep with a married woman, or to have her stand naked in front of him, or even to speak to him necessarily. But it's an Eshedish. We're talking about a married woman here. V'chadamar Pnuyai Haita. And one of them says that she was a single woman. Well, she's a single woman. Why don't we solve the problem? We have other solutions to the problem, which is Bishlam Olamandamar Eshedish Haita Shapir. Then we understand the case here. Olamandamar Pnuyai Haita Maikuli Hai. Why did they hold out so much? Why did Chachamim say no? Right? Because boy, he could have married her. They could have just gotten married, and it could have been a solution to the problem. So Rabbi Amar, Mishum Pgam Mishpacha. We didn't allow it to happen because of the Pgam Mishpacha, because the Mishpacha of the woman would be Boshim Badavar. They'd be embarrassed if they either slept with her, if she stood naked in front of him, if she spoke to him. It was inappropriate for this woman. And therefore, it would be embarrassing for the family that this woman was taken for this purpose. Or, the other possibility is, Ravacha Breda Ravika Amar, Kadesh Lo Yehu Benot Yisrael Prutzot Be'arayot. And it's a protective, measure that we shouldn't just allow women to act in a certain manner, consider this to be okay. This is not okay. Yes, maybe in this case it would have been exceptional, it might have been okay. But if we allow it here, it'll become more widely allowed, and we don't want that to happen. So Umar says, "But Minsaba, Minsa," he says, "Let's Minsaba, Minsav, let him marry her." Okay, forget about this whole thing. So now you won't have to worry about the prutzot. You won't have to worry about the begam mishpacha. He's marrying her. There's nothing to talk about anymore. So lo meitiv date. It would not solve the problem. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak v'yom shechara beit hamikdash nitla tam bi'ah, that the tam of bi'ah was taken away, v'nitna lo'ovrei avera, is only given to those that are sinners. I mean, the Rashi says because of the amal and the sevel from the churban habayit, people are too worried, have too many da'agot, therefore they're not able to focus on the bi'ah, and therefore the tava is reduced. But it was left for the ovrei avera, shnemar, z'mayim gedivim mitocho v'lechem starim yinam, so the Pasuk, this is a pasuk that we quote in other places. Why is it that an individual has an affair with a woman, wants to have it, that nobody knows about it? Because of this concept of Maim Gnuvim Yimtaku, that it's the sweet waters are the ones that are stolen. If everybody knows about it, it's not sweet anymore. Part of the excitement, part of the tavo that comes from this is the secret. Out of sight of other people, unknown to others, that it's a rendezvous, whatever the reason here, but there's something much more exciting about it when it's stolen. If everybody else knows about it, it's not exciting anymore. So, Mr. Name, and Rashi says, Loshom Al-Yunakat, Kmo, Kiyim Alechem Asher Uchel. Alechem Asher Uchel is talking about Ishid Potifar with regards to Yosef. And, he's saying that, my master gave me everything except you. So, Lechem over here is referring to the woman. So, Lechem Starim. So, Mayim Gidivim Yitachu, Lechem Starim Yinam. So, that's the idea here is that the woman, right, is exciting or only worthwhile when she is quote unquote stolen, when she is not married to you. If she's married already, then it doesn't create the excitement, it won't solve his problem. Right, so now we end the parak here of Ben Sarim, these prakim that dealt with the skila, all those that are chayav skila, and now we're going to enter the next parak, which is Eluhain Anis Rafim. These are the ones that get srifa. Anis Rafim. These are those, or these are the individuals that will get the punishment of Srefa. Haba al Isha Uvita. Someone who has a relationship with a woman and her daughter. Uvat Kohen Shizinta. And we've seen this before, Bat Kohen who has Znut, she gets a punishment of Srefa. Exactly what the qualifications of this Bat Kohen is, if it's only an Ara, Hamurasa is even a nisua, right? That we saw those machlokot already. It's about Kohen Shizinta gets Srefa. Now, Yesh Bechlal Isha Uvita. Now, this Isha Uvita is a header. Isha Uvita is a header, and under that is a subset or subsumed under them are a series of individuals are included because of that, which is number one, Bito. Now, Bito here is not his daughter, because that's not what we're talking about. Bito Manusato. We're talking about a daughter from someone that he raped, meaning that it's not his Batishto, it's not the daughter of his wife, but rather the daughter of someone that he had either raped or seduced. Bat Bito, this is his great granddaughter, Ubat Bino, Ubat Ishto, his stepdaughter, Ubat Bita, and his step-granddaughter through the daughter, and Bat Bino, and his step-granddaughter through her son, Chamuto, his mother-in-law, Ve'im Chamuto, and the mother of his mother-in-law, meaning that his grandmother-in-law, Ve'im Chamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law. So all of these are restricted, and they all come out of this Yusha Uvita, which we're about to see. This is what the Gemara is going to speak about now. Today's daf, you need to know three psukim in order to understand the rest of today's daf. Those are psukim that are in Achrimot and Kiddushim. The pasuk that's the main focus here is actually a pasuk in Kiddushim. The pasuk says as such, V'ish, asher yikach et isha ve'et ima. Person who takes a woman and her mother, zimahi, right, awful thing, but ish yisrufu, right, they will be burnt, oto, he, vethem, and them, v'lo tiyeh zima betochem, and these untoward actions or unbecoming type of behavior will not exist anymore. Right, so here we have a punishment. Kedoshim deals with the punishment for Ariot. We have a punishment of Srefa. Someone has a relationship with Isha Vertima, with a woman and her mother. Now, the problem in the Pasuk, what you say here, the problem in the Pasuk is it says, Oto Veten. He is put to death, and they are put to death. Now, wait a minute. If a person has a relationship with Isha Vima, whichever one he had the relationship with first, or is married to first, is not problematic. You're allowed to marry a woman. You just then can't have a relationship with the mother, or marry the mother. You can marry the mother, but then you can't have a relationship with the daughter. So how do you have a case, v'etan, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss, is obviously you can't be talking about isha v'ima, literally, because one of the two would be mutarim, or mutarot, l'cha. Right. Now, the other two psukim, which are going to become important, are in the parashat achrimot, which are azharot, which is ervat bat bincha v'ad obat bitcha, the erev of your granddaughters, lo tegaler ervatan ki ervatcha hena. Because they're your erva. That's one pasuk. And the other pasuk is ervat isha ubita lo tegale. A erva of a mother, a woman and her daughter, you shouldn't et bat bina et bat bita. Her granddaughters, right, whether it's to a son or a daughter, lo tikach lagalot ervata sharahena zimahi. Okay, that's the three psukim that make a difference over here. The Gemara is going to use these psukim and it's basically going to ask about that. So here, this Mishnah that's dealing with over here that says isha ubita get sreifa, comes from Isha Ve'etima, from that pasuk, because that's the only place we have Srefa by this case. Now the Gemara is going to try to work this out. It's going to go piece by piece. It's going to be a brisa later on, and we're going to have to dissect the brisa. Okay, Abba. Alisha, Shinasa, Bita, Lotani. Right, so when it says Abba Alisha, it doesn't say Shinasa Bita, that he married the daughter. Ella, Haba al Isha Uvita. Right, it just says that he sleeps with a woman and her daughter. Michlau, the Tarvayu, the Isura. Sounds like both of them are problematic. It's not a Balisha, Shinasabita. He sleeps with a woman whose daughter he had married. So the problem would be the Isha. But rather, the Mishnah says the problem in the Mishnah is Habal, Alisha Uvita. Isha Uvita sounds like they're both problematic. Michlau, the Tarvayu, the Isura. Umay Nidhu. So then, how could it be that they're both asur? It's chamuto ve'im chamuto. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a mother-in-law and a grandmother-in-law, I mean the mother of the mother-in-law. Uftani, and then it says, wait, yesh b'chal isha vita, well, included or the subset of isha vita, right, is all these items afterwards. Michlal, tiktarvayu, tivi beheja. It sounds from this that these two items, Isha Vita, are explicit, and the others are derivatives. But where in the Pasuk do you ever see a case of Isha Vita? Now, Isha Vita not being literally, but rather now Isha Vita being the mother-in-law and the grandmother-in-law. That you don't see in the Pasukim. The Pasukim only say, Isha Sheikach Disha Ve'et Ima. Right there, it doesn't say it. So, if that is, the Gemara says, Mikra is very good, Yedivanach Midrasha Atyo. They come from a drasha. The fact that you're talking about mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law, that all comes from a drasha. So Hanicha da Abaye, that well goes well according to Abaye. Amar Mashmaut Dorshim Ikabeinayu, right? That the Mashmaut is the difference between their opinions. Therefore, Matnita and Mani, who's the author of Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva. He, the author of Mishnah, will then be Rabbi Akiva. We're going to see this is not in today's. We'll get later on. There's a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and that machlokus about whether what the pasuk means. I mean that according to Rabbi Akiva, it says im chamuto. That the pasuk in the is explicit about im chamuto. Why? Because of what I explained to you before, it says a tov et hen. The only way for et hen to be a serim would be to explain isha the ima to be the mother and the mother of your wife. The mother of one's wife and the mother-in-law's mother. So that's how you would explain it. So Rabbi Akiva explained the pasuk that way. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it is explicit in the pasuk because the word isha and ima means chamuto and im chamuto. So he could explain according to Abaye, who says that the machlokes between is mashmuto shim, then simply Rabbi Akiva would be the author of our Mishnah. But according to Rav, who says the Rav Amar chamuto la'achar mikta ika benayu, that the difference between their opinions between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is chamuto la'achar mita, his mother-in-law after the death of his wife, matnita and mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Samar l'acha Rava.
Which case is
chamuto? I don't want to spend time on the machlokas only because we didn't get there yet. When we get to machlokas, we'll spend more time on the machlokas itself. But if that's the case, then we don't have an author to our Mishnah because there's nobody who says that the pasuk is speaking about chamuto ve'im chamuto. So Rava says, no problem. Amar l'cha Rava, tnei, amend the Mishnah to read, habal isha shenasa bita. That you, a person who sleeps with a woman who is married to her daughter. So if that's the case, the only restriction here is chamuto. Chamuto is mentioned in the pasuk because the pasuk says, kikach isha ve'tima. Kachisha, he married a woman, and then ima, that's what he's going to get the punishment for, marrying the mother, which is chamuto. So that's what's in the pasuk. Pasuk is chamuto, so that's what's now in the Mishnah. If you change it to isha, shenasa bita, then the only thing that's restricted according to Mishnah is chamuto, and that would fit into the pasuk. Right now, where it says, Eish b'chal isha bita chamuto ve'im chamuto ve'im chamif. The Abaye, so now according to Abaye, who says that isha u'vita means chamuto and im chamuto, then why does the Mishnah, look at our Mishnah, the last three people in the Mishnah are chamuto, ve'im chamuto, ve'im chamiv. Wait, if isha uvita means chamuto and im chamuto, why does the Mishnah say that the derivative of isha uvita is chamuto and im chamuto? They are isha uvita. They're not the derivative of it. So that's what Mishnah says. I did the call by the midnight im chamiv. The Mishnah had to say im chamiv in the end. T'ninami chamuto ve'im chamuto. Therefore, it also wrote chamuto ve'im chamuto. It's like a gab grora. It brought them down over there. The Rava says isha uvita refers to a chamuto. Then chamuto is also mentioned over here. Why do you need to mention chamuto? She just mentioned im chamuto im chamiv. Aydikai by the mitna im chamiv im chamuto. Since I had to mention those items, tsneinami chamuto. It also wrote, right, chamuto over there. So they both, it's difficult for both Abaye and Rava's explanations. Nevertheless, we just say it was thrown in. It was a, you know, threw a bone in because they were dealing with that category, so they wrote those names. Menahani mile. So this is to your question. Where do we know this from? Where do we know the Isur of Chamuto, Em Chamuto, and all these other items over here? We're going to need a Braisa. Braisa, I will not be able to explain. The Gemara then is going to dissect line by line this Braisa. And then we'll go through with the explanation of the Braisa. The Tanu Rabbanan, Ish Asher Kachet Isha Bet Ima, Enli El Isha Vima, Bat Isha, Ubat Bita, Uvat Bina Minayin. How do I know about a stepdaughter, a grand stepdaughter, whether it's from a daughter and a son? Nemar Kan Zima, Benemar Lahalan Zima. It's really, should be Nemar L Zima. It says here in the Pasuk in Kedoshim Zima. It also says in the Pasuk in Achremot Zima, which I read to you before. That's the Pasuk of Ervat Isha Vita Lo Tegale, Edbat Binav, Edbat Bita Lo Tikach Laglot Ervata, Sha'araheina Zima Hi. So that Zima teaches you that not only is it, right, talking about generations upwards, is also talking about generations downwards. Malahalan bita uvat bita uvat vina. Just like, again, it should read the L, just like in Achremot, when it talks to her daughter, it means the daughter and the granddaughters. Afgan bita uvat bita uvat vina. So over here, when it talks about a daughter, it means the daughters and the granddaughters. Minayin lasot zicharim kinekevot. So how do we know to make males just like females? Nemrakan zima. Whenever the halan zima, again it says zima here, and it says again the el zima malahalan zicharim kedekevot. Just like over here, it's a Zecharim are like nekevot, Afkan Zecharim ki nekevot. So to over here, the males are like the females. The Gemara will discuss this in 1 second. Minayin lasot lamato kilamalo. How do I know to make? I'll loosely translate lamato lamala, but the Gemara will deal with it again. Lamato means, how do I know that the generations downward, meaning those that are born, children and grandchildren, have the same kilamala, have the same din as mother-in-laws and grandmother-in-laws? Never can zima, but never the halan zima. Mala halan namato kilamalo. I've got namato kilamalo. Also over here, it'd be namato kilamalo. Makan namalo kilamato. Afalan namalo kilamato. And then it seems to be that we reverse that and learn the other way. Okay, that's the brisa. Now the Gemara is going to dissect the brisa. Amar mar, minayin lasod zecharim kinekevot. What does the line in the Mishnah mean that you can make the males like the females? My zecharim kinekevot. What does that mean? Ilema bat bino. Kivat bito. If you want to say that a granddaughter through a son has the same thing as a granddaughter through a daughter, that's bade adali katina. They come at the same time. In the pasuk says, "Ervishav vita lo tegaled bat bino ved bat bito." It's explicit in the pasuk. You don't need me to tell you zecharim nekevot. They're right there. And if you're going to learn from this pasuk to our pasuk here in Kedoshim, then you're going to learn bat bito and bat bino. They're both there. You can learn the same limud by both of them. You can't have one or the other, so it's already there. That can't be the explanation. Ella must be im chamiv ke im chamuto. Zecharim nekevot means that you are the person's father-in-law's mother will have the same din as the person's mother-in-law's mother. So you're restricted in Eim Chamuto. Eim Chamuto is your mother-in-law's mother. That's a restriction. Eim Chamiv is not mentioned in the Pasuk. Your father-in-law's mother, that's not mentioned in the Pasuk. So how do I learn that? That's what Gemara says. So Eim Chamiv ke Eim Chamuto. Right, so Gemara says, Hashta Eim Chamuto lo kamalon, Eim Chamiv mihedadarala. Wait a minute. Eim chamuto is not even mentioned in the pasuk. And if it's mentioned in the pasuk, we have to get a drusha to get to it. Now you want to include eim chamiv also? That's far-fetched. I mean, now we don't even have eim chamuto's question mark for us. We don't even know how to get to eim chamuto. Now you want to get eim chamiv on top of that? So you're going to say, zecharim kinekevot. We don't even have it explicitly written in the pasuk. Ela amar abaye. So this is the first solution. We're going to have solutions to all these statements in the Braita and these questions that come up. Abai and Rav are going to argue on each one of them about what the solution is. So how do I know that Erva that comes from him has the same din as the She'er that comes from her? So now, how do we know this, or how do we learn from that one to the other? So this is the solution over here. This Zecharim and Nekevot is talking about him and his wife. Zecharim and Nekevot, Zachar is him, and Nekevot is his wife. And this is what it is now. How do we know that the share that comes from him, which is Bito, Ubat Bino, Ubat Bito Me Anusato, has to be a case of Anusuto, because if it's Bat Ishto, Bat Bino, Bat Bita, then even if he is Bat Ishto, if it's his stepdaughter, or Bat Ishto, if it's his wife, right, they're the same thing. They're both Bat Ishto. That doesn't matter. So the only question here is, how do we know that his children from a woman that he's not married to, how do we know they're restricted? That's his erva. How do we know they're restricted to him? Just like the woman that he's married to, or the woman that he has stepdaughters and step-granddaughters that he's restricted in them. How do we know from one to the other? So when it says, that's what we have. Nemar kan zima, but nemar lahalan zima. Because it says in our pasuk over here, by ish asher yikachet isha ve'etima, it says zimahi. And then the pasuk of erat isha v'ita lo tegaled bat bina ve'et bat bita lo tekach lagalot ervata sharehena zimahi. So that's talking about the woman's children and or daughter and granddaughters. Okay, the Gemara says, a very simple problem. V'ha b'sher didei lo ktiva be'zima.
For his
share. Oh, so that's what Gemara's asking the question right now. Habasher didei lo ktiva be'zima. You're saying zima. Where is there a Zima? There's no Zima by his share. There's no Zima by his share. How are you comparing the Mishnah saying, oh, Zechem Kevot, Zima. There is no Zima by his share. So now, Amar Rabba, Amar Li, Yitzhak Bar Avdumi, right, Avdumi, that he answered, Acha Heina Heina, Acha Zima Zima. We have a Gzer Shava of Heina Heina, we have a Gzer Shava of Zima Zima. So that is, there's another pasuk. This is the first pasuk I brought you, which is the third pasuk we need to know, which is ervat. This is your question, Tzvi. Ervat bat bincha ubat bicha lo tegaler ervatan ki ervatcha heina. Ervatcha heina. So that's his she'er, is ervat bat bincha, bat bincha lo tekel ervatan ki ervatcha hena. That's the she'er of the father. And then the next pasuk later on is ervat isha vita lo tekalet, bat binavet, bat bita lo tekach la galot ervata, shara hena zimahi. So the gzera sheva over here is hena. So hena teaches you like that his she'er is the she'er has the same din as her she'er. Just like her she'er, right, is punishable by sreifa, so too his she'er will be punishable by sreifa. How do we know that? Well, we have a heina by his she'er and a heina by her she'er. That makes them a gzer shavah for the same of them, for both of them. But those are both in achremot where we're talking about the lav. How do we know they get sreifa? That's zima. The zima from her she'er to the zima of the case of isha she'ikach isha v'itimah teaches you that the sreifa that's mentioned by isha v'imah applies to her she'er of bita and bat v'no and bat bita, and we'll extend that also to bat bincha and bat bitcha. Alright, so it's a double gzera shava. That double gzera shava is what allows us to make this limud. So that's explanation of zucharim and nekevot. Zucharim means his she'er. Nekevot are her she'er, meaning granddaughters or grandstepdaughters. Just like the grandstepdaughters of her grandstepdaughters get sreifa because of zima from our pasuk here in Kiddushim. So too, his granddaughters from Anusato will also be a din in sreifa from Heina. We learn out from her she'er to his she'er. Now the next line in the Breito. My son is Amar Mar, Minayin Lasot Lamato Kilamalo. How do we know to make down below like above? My Lamato Kilamalo. What is Lamato Kilamalo? Ilema Bat Bino Vat Bita Kibita. If you want to say that her granddaughters should be just like her daughters, they are katyon, they come at the same time. I mean, that's what's written in the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Ervat isha vita lo tegaled, bat bina and bat bita." They're all explicit in the pasuk. Vita, bat bina, and bat bita. So if you have a gzera sheva of zima, you're going to include all of these three. You don't need one of them and then include the others. They're all written explicitly in the pasuk, so you don't have anything. What do you mean lamato lamalo? So that can't be the explanation. It's Ella, Eim Chamiv, Ve'im Chamuto, Ki Chamuto. It's going to teach us that the mother of the mother-in-law and the mother of the father-in-law have the same din as a mother-in-law. So Mar says, Hi, Lamata Kilamalo, Lamalo Kilamata Abai. What are you trying to do? You're trying to say here now that look, just like when the she'er goes down, her daughter and the granddaughters are the same. I mean that bat bina and bat bita are the same din as bita. So you want to say the same thing above, that aim chamuto and aim chamiv have the same din as chamuto. Well, that's saying that the way that the breita is written is problematic. The breita writes, alamato kalamalo, alamalo kalamato. You're trying to say above is like below. Just like below we have two generations, above you should also have two generations. But that's not what the breita says. The breita says, right, alamato kilamalo. The breita says that the down is like above. Over here, you're trying to say above is like down. So that can't be the explanation here. So the breita says, oh yeah, well, that's not a problem. Today, amend the breita to read that way. Today, lamalo kilamato. Amend the breita to read exactly that. Above is like below. So now, above is like below, which means, this is what? Yochi nemar kan zima, v'nemar lan zima. Right, so ma hashta inhi lo k'tiva. Zima didu kitiva. All right, so over here, even though over here you have nevelan and zima ma hashta inhi lo k'tiva, she's not written at all. Zima didu k'tiva, they're going to be written. So now your suggestion is like this. Your suggestion is just like when it goes to generations downward, bita and bat bino and bat bita are the same din. So too, when it goes to chamuto, and aim chamuto and aim chamiv, the din should be the same. The name chamuto and aim chamiv are the same din as chamuto. So you're going to learn that out. Where do you learn aim chamuto and aim chamiv from? From the word zima. That's the zima. That's the gzera shava teaches you that. Little problem. There's no chamuto in the pasuk. You want to learn out aim chamuto and aim chamiv. What about chamuto to start with? There's no chamuto in the pasuk that you're talking about aim chamuto and aim chamiv through the gzera shava. How could that be the gzera shava that you're learning aim chamiv and chamuto? You don't even have chamuto from the pasuk. That's not even it. That's it. Read this. So he says, "Uma hashta inhi lo k'tiva." Chamuto itself is not written. Zima to do with kiva. Then you can use zima to teach you about aim chamuto and aim chamiv. How can you have a gzera shava teach you about something that's premised or based on chamuto that doesn't exist in the pasuk? So Amar Abaye, Achi Kamar. Minayin lasot shlosha derot lamala ki shlosha derot lamato. No, so that's it. That's the whole limud is going to come from here. How do I know to say that three generations up is the same as three generations down? Ne'er lamata zima, ne'er lamala zima. Down below it says zima, and above it says zima. Malamata shlosha derot, after malo shlosha derot. So what is it? In the pasuk it says irvati sha is one generation, bita second generation, bat bina and bat bita is third generation. So when it comes to erva going down, meaning that those that are born after, right, those are three generations down. So now you have a pasuk of ish esher ikachat isha ve'et ima, right, a woman and her mother. So over there we're going to explain what does it mean isha. Isha means the woman, ima is the mother-in-law, and then zimahu, right, that zima is going to teach you that includes Eim Chamuto and Eim Chamiv. So it's going to include everyone. So just like they have three generations down, you also have three generations up. So that's where we get around the problem. We're learning out everything. Chamuto, Eim Chamuto, and Eim Chamiv. All of them are going to be learnt from the Shlosha Dorot Lamato. Just like downward there are three generations, also upward there are three generations. And the Zima Zima teaches you that there's a din of Sreifa by Chamuto, Eim Chamuto, and Eim Chamiv. Just like there's going to be a din of Sreifa by Isha, Ubita, Ubat Bina, Ubat Bita. So again, that's the Lima now according to Abaye. Uma. Now, what about the next line in the Braisa? The next line in the Braisa is Ma Onish Asa Lamato Kilamalo. Apa Zara Namease Lamalo Kilamato. So again, Abaye here, who flips the Braisa, is reading it now. The first part of the Braisa says, just like the Onish, we made Lamato Kilamalo. What does that mean? We made the Mato Kilamalo. The Onish is written by what pasuk? The Onish is written by the pasuk of Ish Shei Kachat Isha Ve'et Ima Zimahi Be'ish Yisrufu. That's the punishment. The warning, the Lav, is found by Ervat Isha Vita Lo Tegale Etvat Bina Etvat Bina Lo Tikach Lagalot Ervata. That's the warning. Shera Heina Zimahi. So the Zima Zima gives me a Gzer Shavu between those two psukim. So what we're going to say is the Onish that is found in the pasuk of Ima, Isha and Ima, we're going to apply to the pasuk of Isha Vita Uvat Bina Uvat Bina. So that means that Sreifa, just like Isha Vima gets Sreifa, so too Bita Ubat Bina Ubat Bina gets Sreifa. Where do you have a lav for chamuto, and aim chamuto, and aim chamiv? There's no lav in the Torah for them. Well, just like the Gzer Shavu works to move the Onish from Isha and Ima to Isha Vita, Vat Bina, Vat Vita, so too it works the other way around. That the Pasuk Zimahi teaches me that there's also an Azhara for that which is found in the Pasuk of Isha V'Ima. So now you have an Azhara and an Onish for both of them. Each one, each Pasuk is doing one of the jobs. The Pasuk of Bita, Vat Bina, Vat Vita is doing the job of the Azhara. And the Pasuk of Isha V'Ima is doing the job of the Onish. And each one of them will be learned one from the other to do two things. One is that both of them include three generations. Their punishment will be similar, which is Sreifa. And they both have an Azhara in a Torah. Now, according to Abaye. So that's Abaye's explanation of our Braita, about what it means, right? Lamata kilamala and lamala kilamato. That's it. It's a two-way street. The Gezer Shava helps us in both directions. And from that, we're going to learn out what we have, and even though, again, that the Braita writes the opposite, we're still going to be, Abaye is Ip, right? That's what Rabbi said before, flip around. Tnei, he reversed the order of the Mishnah. Along comes Rav Ashi and says, no. Amar, Rav Ashi, Amar, Olam, Kedetani. Don't reverse the Lashon of the Mishnah. My Lamato, Lamato be Isur. So now, what is Lamato, Lamalo here? Lamato, Lamalo is not an indication of generations that are post the individual and generations that are pre the individual, lamala being above, pre, and lamata being below, after, but rather, the mata lamala has to do with gradations, right, of the isur. So lamata is lamata bi isur, and lamalo is the malo bi isur. So what is a lamata bi isur and the malo bi isur? That is that the mata bi isur is isur akal, is called the mato, and a chamur is called the malo. So now, how do I know to make Eim Chamiv and Eim Chamuto, right, so that they are further away? I mean, they are two steps removed from this individual. How do I know to make them a surim just like Chamuto, which is the malo? So the malo and the mato is referring to the gradations of Isur rather than the direction of the generations. So now, Chamuto is clearly more Asur than Eim Chamuto and Eim Chamiv. Eim chamuto and eim chamiv are derivatives of chamuto and chamiv. So it has to be that chamuto is... So that's it. Rav Ashi is just saying that it's more obvious than chamuto, or it makes more sense that chamuto is asur. It's a more direct relationship, exactly. So then, eim chamuto and eim chamiv are derivatives. So Rav Ashi is saying, like this, you have a pasuk that tells you about, you want to know, the Braita says, listen, I know about the mala. What's the mala? I know about chamuto. I know about the Easter of chamuto. Minayin lamato. How do I know about the weaker ones, which are aim chamuto and aim chamiv? How do I know that? So ma, right? So now what is it? Malo, malo. So just like by the case of ervati shavita, lok degale et bert benav et bat bita, over there, it made lamato kilamalo. Over there, it made lamato kilamalo. It made the granddaughters just like the daughter. Made lamato kilamalo, right? So to over here, it's going to make lamato kilamalo. Over here, it's going to make im chamuto and im chamiv lamalo like the chamuto. So that's how you're going to read it according to Rav Ashi, right? And then also the second half of the bright, so the sefer, he's going to have to learn like Abaye. Rav Ashi learns like it, Abaye, that he's learning out the azhara that from chamuto im chamuto im chamiv. He learns the azhara from the pasuk of Evrati Shavita. That's what you use it for, zima zima. Right, so that'd be the second. The first half of the bright, he says, come to teach us how do we know that im chamuto and im chamiv have the same din as chamuto. That we learn out from again bita and bat bina and bat bita, and then how do we know that there's an azhara by im chamuto and im chamiv and chamuto? That comes from the lav of Yishal Bita, right, which is the three generations, which is what Abai is learning. Okay, that's the... That's it. That, where do we know the azhara from? He's going to have to learn like Abai. All right, I mean, the way Rashi reads it, it's a little bit... He uses the same lashon, which is that just like we learned out chamuto, the azhara of chamuto from Bita, so too, we're going to learn out the azhara of Eim Chamiv and Eim Chamuto from Bat Benoah and Bat Bita. That's what he says. He says the Malamad, he keeps them consistent. He just says that they'll match up. Chamuto will match up with Bita, and then Eim Chamiv and Eim Chamuto will match up with Bat Benoah and Bat Bita for the azhara. So that's what it means, the Malamad. Though it's not literally like Abaye, but he's learning the same way as Abaye, that the reason for it is to learn out the azhara. Right now, Gemara asks, wait. If you want to say that Zecharim kenekevot, this is the question. Ima, right, he, Emi ma asura, if you're going to say Zecharim like nekevot, then if her mother's mother is asura, meaning Em chamuto is asura, afu, Emi ma asura, so too, the mother of his mother should be asura. Well, why? Okay. All right, fine, no problem. Problem with that is that that's one of the shniot harayot. It's not a din d'oraisa. But based on the way we're learning the braisa now, his she'er and her she'er are equal, are parallel. If they're parallel, if we just assert Eim Imo of his mother-in-law, Eim Chamuto, I mean, then he should also assert Eim Imo. Eim Imo, it's only Midorabana, not Midoraisa. So, Ba Amar Abai, Amar Kra, no problem. The pasuk says, Imchahi. The pasuk says, Imchahi, Mishum Imo, Ata Mechaybo, Viyete Mechobo, Mishem Eim Imo. There's a unique, the pasuk by Imo says, right, Imchahi, since it's your mother, so it's not ervat avicha ervat imcha lo tegale imchahi lo tegale ervata. Imchahi is a exclusion, only your mother and not your grandmother or your mother's mother. That's a Abaye's answer. Rava's answer is doesn't matter. Rava says you can never make the limud. Why not? Why can't you make the limud? So this is a little complicated. Rava amar ben lamand amar don mina umina. So there are two ways to learn a gzera shava. A gzera shava can either be don mina umina, which means that you learn everything out from the gzera shava. You learn out anything when you bring over a gzera shava, you learn all the dinim, plus the punishments, plus everything. You do it. It's whatever you bring in from the gzera shava, you learn everything. Or ben lamand amar don mina uki ba'atra. That the gzera shava just tells you that it's asur. The punishment and all the other items that surround it, you will learn from the context and where it's found. So in accordance to both of these opinions, lo atcha, you can't learn out this gzera shava over here. You can't learn out aim imo from aim chamuto. Why not? So because I'll explain to you. Lamanda amar don mina umina. If you say the manuna mahi. So what is it? Aim ima asura. So what are you going to say? Just like aim ima, the mother-in-law's mother is asura, Afhu nami im imo asura. So too, his mother's mother will be asur. So umina, and then you're going to bring the din over. Umahi b'sreifa, just like the mother-in-law's mother has a din of sreifa. So too, afhu nami b'sreifa. So too, over here, the din will be with his mother's mother will also be a din in sreifa. So the manda amar sreifa chamura, according to the one who says that sreifa is more chamura than skila, which is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Ikal mifrach. Now you have a very strange thing. Malahi shekeni ma b'sreifa. Tumar behu shimo b'skila. How can you learn from her mother, who's a din in sreifa, to his mother, who's a din in skila? That's going from the chamur to the kal. You can't learn out from something. Her mother gets sreifa, therefore maybe her grandmother's included. His mother only gets skila, maybe his grandmother should not be included. You're learning from a chamur to a kal. You can't do that. So that's one. And since it's not mufne, this gzeir shav is not mufne, you can be meshiv on it. Normally gzeir shav, you learn, it doesn't matter if it's illogical. But here, since these words are not mufne, then you're allowed to answer on the gzeir shav and say it's not logical. Vote. Imo b'skila, emi imo b'sreifa. Now you have a strange thing. His mother has a din of skila. His grandmother is going to have a din of sreifa. His paternal grandmother will be a din of sreifa, which will be more chamor. His grandmother will have a more chamor punishment. That's here. It doesn't make sense. Va'od. And what else? Mahi. Lo chalakta ba ben ima la emi ma. Avu nami lo techalok ba ben imo la em. Imo. Wait, just like by her mother gets sreifa. Her grandmother you would get sreifa for her mother, and you get sreifa for her grandmother, so too by his mother and his grandmother, it should be the same thing. They should get the same din, but that's not the case here. One of them you're gonna get sreifa, the grandmother you're gonna get sreifa, and the mother you're gonna get skila. Why aren't they consistent? They should be consistent. So, Ulamad Amr skila chamura, according to one that says skila is a more chamura punishment, so the first two questions fall away. First two questions, by the way. First of all, because you can learn from her mother to his mother, because you're learning from Srifat to Skila, which is from the Kaal to the Chamur. That's fine. The other question about his mother has Skila, the grandmother has Srifa, not a problem, because that's the mother has the more Chamur punishment, the grandmother has the lighter punishment. The only question that's left is, Mihai Kushna, the last question is, it should be consistent. Just like the mother-in-law and the grandmother-in-law have the same din, so too his mother and his grandmother should have the same din, and that's not going to work here. So therefore we can't learn it. There's no way to learn this gezeirah shavah. Boom. Now, what about the other mandamar? The mandamar don mina voki ba'atua. According to one who says you don mina, you learn out from her mother to his mother, but then you uki ba'atua, you learn from the context. So now what are you going to do? You're going to say, okay, just like by her mother, it includes her mother and her grandmother, so to over here, it's going to include his mother and his grandmother. Ah, over there, it's sreifa. Don't worry about sreifa, because uki ba'atua, the context here, his mother gets skila. That means his grandmother's also going to get skila. So now this is the limud. We have a limud now. Her mother and her grandmother is sreifa. His mother and his grandmother will be a din in skila. So now the Gemara says, okay, well, if that works, let's try this out again. Just like his mother gets skila, his grandmother will also get skila. So the man d'amar sreifa chamur agor. Rabbi Shimon says sreifa is more chamur. Ikal mifrach. Again, you have a question. How can you learn the gzeirah shavah? Her mother gets a punishment of sreifa, his mother gets a punishment of skila. How do you learn from the chamur to the cow? It's not a logical argument. Vote. Who? Kihi. He should have the same din like her. Mahi lo chalakta ben bita le'im ima. Just like her, there's no difference between her daughter and her grandmother. By your daughter, you're going to get sreifa, and by your grandmother, you're going to get sreifa. Afu lo techalok ben bito le'im imo. Should be no difference between his daughter and his grandmother. But in the end, you're going to have it. His grandmother is going to be skila, and his daughter is going to be sreifa. So now you have a difference between the daughter and the grandmother. They're not parallel. According to one who says skila is more chamur, only the last one will be relevant. The first two will not be relevant because skila is more chamur. Then you can learn the logical argument exists. If by the case of his mother-in-law, she gets sreifa and the grandmother's included, so too by his mother's skila, which is more chamur, certainly we're going to include the grandmother to skila. So that argument will not exist. But the second argument will exist. You're not consistent between grandmothers and daughters. By the woman, her daughter and her grandmother have the same punishment of sreifa. But now this man is going to have a difference between his daughter, which is going to be a din in Sreifa, and his grandmother is going to be din in Skila. So how could that be that you have such a differential? And therefore, Rova says, you'll never get around to this limud. Their question was, if you're going to equate between Zecharim and Nekevot, his grandmother should have the same din as her grandmother. So Vayikon says, no, there's a miut in the Pasul Vimchahi. Rova says, you don't even need a miut. You know why? You could never make the limud. The Gzera Shavu would never bring you there because no one can, there's a logical break to that Gzera Shavu. And again, it's not Mufneh. Since it's not Mufneh, we can make a logical argument against it. Since we can make a logical argument against it, the Gzer Shavu will not stand, or the Hekesh will not stand. If the Hekesh is not there, then you can't learn it. If you can't learn it, there's no question. Because you have to be able to learn out the item before you can ask a question about it. So true, yes, Zecharim can make a vote. But this won't work, because we can't learn from here, Zecharim, from the Kevot, because it's just not practical in this case, and that's what Rava says. You don't need a Mia from the Pasuk, I can argue logically that it does not work. Okay, we'll stop over here.